something to their neighbors with an offer. Okay, so like in a chiropractic clinic, you might implement some system where you ask them for permission to send an offer on their behalf to their neighbors in exchange for, I don't know, something, maybe an extra massage, right? So then what you do is really easy. You get their address and you go into InfoUSA and you say, I want everybody within, you know, like a quarter mile. And they write down names of... Right. Right. You can do that. I've done that before. It's a little bit harder to get them to write a lot of stuff. And a lot of their neighbors that are going to get it don't have no idea who they are. But they know that someone in the local area purchased from them. I don't know if you've ever had someone come to a door... person try and sell you from something to the door and say, you know, your neighbors two doors down bought this and we thought this might interest you too. You know why they do that? The social proof. So if you can send out something, you can send out cards pretty easy because you just upload the database and it automatically puts the name in there and everything and push a button and it will get sent out. I sold my home in Texas in one day doing this. Yeah. I don't know why realtors do it. But anyways, I took pictures of my home and I sent it to all my neighbors. I said, hey, all you guys are my neighbors. And I'm selling my home. So like if you know someone that you like, that you want to live near you, that might be looking for a home, my home's available. And we just fixed it up and look at all the pictures. And one day... It's sold to somebody's friend. Yes?
One of the things that we do is provide, you know, flooring services, floor cleaning services, and we also do interior cleaning. And any job that we go out to, our technicians, one of their first tasks when
they
have a job, after they start getting set up, they put a yard sign out in the front lawn, and then before they leave the neighborhood, they call six around, so they go to the six houses immediately. Around and put more fire in the neighbor's.
And you know that works. That's been a common practice, been around for a long time, and it actually works. There was a hailstorm in my neighborhood and Bronze Roofing came in. And you saw their sign in one yard, then you saw it in another yard. And before you knew it, there was about 7 yards who had these signs that had done roofing for them. And I can imagine it was from the signs, you know, just having the signs there. And maybe they put door knockers, you know, on them. So that's a really good thing to do, too. That's kind of like an offline way of doing a geo-radio mailer. Hold on just a sec. Do you any of you do direct mail? To get customers. Do you? All right. Well, if your transaction values allow you to do direct mail, what better way to do direct mail than to a customer's neighbor who you can mention? I mean, it's hard enough making direct mail successful, but if you're going to do direct mail, do it in a super smart way, where you're already mentioning one of the people in their neighborhood who already received that service. Just a sec. Go ahead.
What is the software you use to do this automatically?
It's called Send Out Cards. You can Howard knows how to do it. Those guys will set you up. It's called Send Out Cards. It's very simple.
Ah,
right. Okay, say it loud so the people over there can hear it. What you're saying. Say it loud. Stand this way so your voice projects.